Hey, it's Chuck Armstrong from Loudwire Nights, and this is Loudwire Nights On Demand. It was a sincere pleasure getting to hang out with Charles Michael Parks Jr. from All Them Witches. This interview aired on Friday, May 29th. Let's go. Well, hanging with us tonight is the bassist and vocalist for a band that I've been a big fan of for a long time, and they're celebrating new music and a whole lot of live shows this year. Charles Michael Parks Jr. from All Them Witches, man, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for asking me on to do this.
Yeah, for sure, dude. It's a privilege, and you know, straight up, it's a privilege because we're celebrating a new album, House of Mirrors. This new record is here. This marks the seventh full length album from All Them Witches. How's it feel to have this wrapped up and ready for the world to hear?
It's been a long time coming. We haven't released an album since 2020 or 2019 or something.
Yeah.
So it's time. It's been time for a while. And we worked really hard on this record and wanted to make sure that it came out the best way that it could. And finally, really excited for it to come out.
Well, and yeah, it's been a long time. But once you guys got in the studio, if I'm not mistaken, you guys banged this out pretty quickly, right?
We don't stick around the studio very long. We don't have time to. everybody lives in different places. We're always on tour. And like for the past little while, excluding the COVID years, you know, you'd get like, okay, we're off for a week and we can like get together for a week and write something. And you go on tour for a month and you come back and he's like, okay, we have a week to record it. Let's do that. So it's always kind of been our thing. Blackbird, I think we were there for 4 days and tracked everything. But time is money. And we just like to, the way we record is mostly live anyway. So cuts down a lot of the process.
Yeah. Well, and leading up to that quick time in the studio, I mean, you guys wrote and worked a long time leading up to this, right?
Kind of. Like some of the songs are, well, at least one of the songs is kind of an old song that we could never really figure out a way to make it work until this record. So this is like the fourth or fifth time recording it. And then some of the songs I wrote by myself on acoustic guitar. So like some of the more melodic ones like Welterweight and such things. And yeah, some of them we came up with in the studio. We had to rework one song completely. Cause it just wasn't vibing out. It's too long, too much of the same. And, that one got completely redone. So a little bit of a mix, some we worked on for a while, just trying to make riffs stick together. So
what was that song that you've been working on for so long and just could never quite figure it out?
Starting Line. Funnily enough, you could never really couldn't figure out where to put it or how to start it or how to finish it. So it's gone through 4 or 5 different full band recordings over the years. I'd say that song's probably 5 or 6 years old, maybe.
Nice, man. Well, it's got to be a good feeling to have it. Have it finished.
It's like your child that you don't know exactly where they're going to place in the world. You know, hoping that you taught them everything you can, but yeah. It's good. It turned out all right.
Well, and you mentioned the Welterweight Man, which is about your grandfather, who was a boxing champ. Had you been wanting to write a song for him, about him, for a long time?
Technically, it was my great-grandfather.
Okay.
He was a welterweight boxer in Alabama. And, you know, I grew up hearing that word welterweight like all through my life, and I never really stuck as to what it was. Like the weight classes were always kind of a mystery, but welterweight, that's a pretty little guy. I like the lightweight boxing. Everybody like freaks out over the heavyweight guys, but you know, after a while they're tired. But those light guys, man, they're too light to knock each other out, and they just go until they're bloodied. And I think that's what they like. It's maybe some sort of therapy. So he was a welterweight boxer, and I'm sure he got off on the rage aspect of it. I actually did write. I wrote a song for my grandfather called Charles William. So that came out on the previous album. But that one is about a dream I had about my grandpa. But the welterweight, just kind of a story picked up from family lore.
I love that, man. Well, you know, you guys started playing together in 2012, and that same year, you know, your first EP, first album came out. And I know there's been a moment or two where it felt like, you know, maybe it's time that All Them Witches is done. And I think that, you know, you really felt that recently. Is it hard to believe it's been 14 years and here we are you know, not just talking about what was, but celebrating the seventh album.
Yeah, it's I'm grateful every time we go out and people show up, every time like that an album is received, because it's real easy to just kind of vanish into obscurity or burnout or whatever. But our growth has been so slow and steady over the years. I'm really thankful for that. We have a really great fan base, who, and a lot of them show up to like all of the shows, which I'm really grateful for. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm like 37 now, and, you feel all those years. Like, I think I'm going on 20 years in the van, and, yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, there's definitely times where you're like, I don't know if I'm cut out for this anymore, but it's unlike anything else. It's unlike any other job in the world, really.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I mentioned the recent moment where the future seemed uncertain, and you know, it was when drummer, founding member Robbie Stabler left the band. And you know, I know you weren't sure what's next, but you guys knew that the band at least had to honor the live shows that were already on the calendar. But it didn't take long once you started playing those shows to kind of realize that no, we're not done here. What was that like, or what clicked for you that maybe even after losing such a core guy like Robbie, that the future looked okay for All Them Witches?
Well, you know, I think we get into a mindset. Sorry, let me rephrase that. I think you have to keep the mindset of, think of all your favorite bands, think of like the members that have come and gone and like reformed and changed. And, like there's no ill will or anything. Definitely want everybody to choose their own happiness and their own life and everything. And, yeah, once we started playing with Christian, Ben, our guitarist, has known him for a long time, and, he's just, I don't know, he's a good hang. He's a great drummer. Kind of match step immediately, and wanted to stay on, and it's been great ever since. We've been having a great time, so that makes the whole other side of it, the dark side, a little bit easier.
Yeah, for sure, man. Well, it's got to feel, you know, I'm sure there's like this dark side, not dark, but a bittersweet feeling, right, of releasing this album. I mean, what's it feel like to, you know, have this a new album, seventh album, but with, you know, the first one with Christian on drums?
It was great. We had an awesome time in the studio. He's a real good hand. He's got like a good ear for music, has like, can play multiple instruments, and helped out with arrangement and some things we needed work on. So he was a real utility guy. Nice to have another one of those in the band. Cause I'm not, everybody else is, but I'm not, I just play bass. So,
you don't just play bass, man. No. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I get that. You're a pretty core part of the band, man. And writing songs too, right? Like you write these songs on acoustic guitar, and then you have to figure out, all right, how does it fit into the band? How does it fit for me playing bass?
That is the hardest part, translating from acoustic to a full band. Cause I think the way I write, you kind of cover all of like, you're covering the bass and you're covering the rhythm and like you're doing the melody as well. And it's like, what are you leaving your bandmates to do? So I have to not dumb it back, but I have to like spread my stuff out enough to give a place for everybody to sit.
Yeah. You know, I've been a fan for a long time, and, you know, we talked about this before the interview started, but about 11 years ago, I saw you guys play a club in New York City, and a couple hours before that show, I filmed you and the whole band sitting in your van, each with your instruments. You performed an acoustic, totally raw version of the song Mountain. And that sort of rawness, I think, certainly comes through on the albums, but it's really cool just to hear the music stripped down to an acoustic arrangement like that. So it almost felt like going back to the start of a song, as opposed to hearing this fully, you know, live in studio version. Like, this is almost how it began.
Right, totally. Yeah, that show was crazy. I think that might've been our first time to New York ever. And I think we had like a show lined up to play for, maybe an agent or a manager, a prospective manager. And the guy stayed for like one song and got back on the train and went back to wherever he was from. So we drove so long to get to New York. He's like, you know, I had to dip. And it's like, okay, cool. But the video was probably the coolest thing that came out of that whole a whole trip. So thanks for having us.
Yeah, man. Right on. So this new album, House of Mirrors, you guys worked with producer Eddie Spear. First time working with him, right?
Oh, he was engineering on Sleeping Through the War with Dave Cobb.
Okay. So what sort of made you guys then tap him to step into the producer role for this?
He had asked, you know, I think we had been, we've kept up with him over the years, and he had started making records on his own. I mean, making some crazy records that are way out there in the media these days. And I'm really for him. He's a great producer. He's great to work with, really funny and upbeat. So easy hang. We like to, once you find people along the way that fit the vibe and can hang well, like, you really want to keep them around because it's kind of few and far between. There's so many camps and teams that sometimes the people don't mix well. So Eddie's great. I would work with Eddie again in a heartbeat.
Well, I have to imagine, yeah, finding people like that is so important to, you know, any sort of longevity for a band. But also not just easy people, right? Like, one of the reasons I love All Them Witches is, you know, your music doesn't fit into any box. And for me, as a music fan whose tastes vary just as much as the next guy, I really dig that. And, you know, that comes through on House of Mirrors, track after track, you know, different sounds, different arrangements, different genres, whatever you want to say. So you can't just, you don't just find easy people to work with, but you got to find people who kind of vibe with that too, right?
Yeah, you got to find people that are on your bus. Like, you can't have yes men. That's the worst thing to see out in the rock and roll world, is like some guy with five people around him, like, oh my gosh, and like, you know, and whatever. It's like, it's really hard to watch that. It feels very like you're not raising that kid right. Like, you need to let him like scrape his knees. So no, we have people that have great opinions and are not afraid to speak that. We try to create a community where you can speak your mind for the betterment of the show and our tour and, the longevity of our band. So you need pushback a little bit. You need to be able to work it out.
Yeah, for sure, man. And I imagine if there's ever been someone in your orbit who's like, eh, maybe you should, you know, maybe we chase this like more mainstream sound. Not that they would put it that way, but if you get that feeling, you kind of say like, oh, you know, time to move on.
Fired. Goodbye.
Simple as that, man.
All right. Bye.
I love it. Well, you know, as you, you know, think about the longevity of the band, you know, 2012, here we are, seven albums in, like, what runs through your head when you think about the future? Hopes and dreams, all of that for All Them Witches.
It was pretty good. I mean, I really, you know, if it ended tomorrow, I've had a really good run. So anything past this, as we say in Louisiana, it's just lagniappe. It's like a little bit extra that you get. So I'll ride it as long as people are willing to come and have a good time. Everybody's welcome. As long as they're good to themselves and others, you're welcome at our shows. So yeah, dude, I'm good. I'm stoked. I could go be a janitor tomorrow and be happy about my touring and my music days. So, yeah,
I love hearing that, man. And yeah, you've got some fun, shows coming up this year. You've got 21 shows in 21 days, set in October. What made you guys decide, you know what, we're going to kick our asses and we're going to do 21 shows in 21 days.
It's a funny, back and forth between band and crew on that. Cause crew's like, oh my God, like, why did you do this to us? And the band's like, yes, no days off. Because usually in a day off, you end up in like a Walmart parking lot for like 28 hours or something, and you're taking Ubers to do whatever. I don't know. There's only so much like mini golf you can go play, on a day off, or movies you can go see. So, yeah, it's, for a band, like, being able to like keep rolling, getting your ass kicked, it just makes you better. As long as I can make it through the first three shows and not blow out my voice, like, I'm golden. We can go. But it is going to be a hard one. It'll be hard.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, listen, I got to ask, because, you know, listen, I'm a fan, but I also recognize there's some people listening right now who, you know, hopefully intrigued by this conversation and maybe some of the music we play, but, you know, maybe they haven't spent time with All Them Witches yet. Should they, and as a, you know, kind of a silly hard question, but should they start with House of Mirrors, or should they go back to the beginning and work their way up?
Should go into the Reddit forum and ask those people, because they have a better aspect of where you should start. They have whole playlists of their favorite songs and orders. Some of them have cracked the code on like how the songs fit in, like cross album things, like different storylines. I would say talk to the Facebook or the Reddit group, and they'll set you straight on where to go.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. People on Reddit and Facebook, they will definitely let you know their opinions.
For sure. All right,
Parks, man, thank you so much for hanging tonight. Congrats on the release of House of Mirrors. Congrats on this tour, 21 shows in 21 days. Everything coming up. Listeners, get everything you need at allthemwitches.org. Pick up the album, grab tickets, and Parks, man, I hope to catch you on the road. And if you ever want to do this again, just say the word. It's an open door.
I appreciate it, Chuck. Thank you so much. And yeah, we'll be out there kicking our own asses. So come hang out with us, please. And thank you.
That wraps up this episode of Loudwire Nights on Demand. Stay caught up with everything happening in the world of rock and metal on the Loudwire app and at loudwire.com.